The Saskatchewan Division of the Canadian Union of Public Employees and the Saskatchewan Federation of Labour has tapped the services of Fi Johnston, a queer activist who is Queer Momentum's executive director, to hire a Saskatchewan organizer. CUPE Saskatchewan Communications Representative Catherine Norton said they have accepted numerous applications and are screening and choosing the right candidate for the job. CUPE Saskatchewan and Johnston are working together to hire an individual for this role. They have not selected the successful applicant yet, but there has been significant interest in the position, said Norton. Queer Momentum is a nonprofit organization that advocates with and for 2SLGBTQI+ people across the country. The organization presses governments and decision-makers to take action on 2SLGBTQI+ human rights, health, safety, and justice. Johnstone's partnership with CUPE Saskatchewan and SFL will also involve organizing and building support for 2SLGBTQI+ rights and opposing laws, policies, and political platforms that harm the 2SLGBTQI+ community. Johnston thanked CUPE Saskatchewan and SFL for the partnership as they continue educating, empowering, and organizing to push for 2SLGBTQI+ rights and promote equality and social justice in the province. This partnership continues a long history of solidarity between labor and queer social justice movements as we work together to build a more free, equal and socially just future, said Johnston. As Premier, Scott Moe targets transgender students and their families to distract from his failure to deliver for Saskatchewan families, to fix decaying schools, or build an economy that works for everyone. Queer activists and labor movements are working together to fight for the Saskatchewan we all deserve. Johnston added they are proud of the partnership as it will build up queer advocacy and help create a more progressive Saskatchewan. CUPE Saskatchewan President Kent Peterson said the partnership is the first in Canada and crucial to the province's 2SLGBTQI+ community and workers. Mobilizing voters against hate-based policies, such as Scott Moe's Bill 137 and his abuse of the notwithstanding clause to suspend the rights of children, will be a top priority for our new organizer, said Peterson. Johnston has begun advocating, mobilizing, and organizing across the province. While efforts will be focused on the coming election, work will continue to advocate for the rights of members of the 2SLGBTQI+ community.